Hello, I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening, and also to explain why you might hear ads like this before, during, or even after an episode. We're a small but mighty team here at Realm, and to help fund our shows, we promote products or services that we think you'd enjoy from a variety of sponsors. If any of our ads interest you, one of the best ways to support us is by visiting the link or using the promo code in the ad. It's pretty much a win-win since you can get some great deals and we can keep making awesome shows like this one. You can also visit realm.fm/partners for more information about our sponsors and how to access the different promotions. Thanks again for joining us in our corner of the universe. Listen away. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is DM Dick Dynamite. I am terribly sad to announce that due to us going to London MCM Comic Con this week, we are we're flying out tomorrow. Well, the others are. I'm already in London. And Dan just does not have time to finish putting this episode together as good as we would like to be. So that's going to be coming a little later. I'm really excited to share this next one with you, though. It's a big one. In the meantime, we thought we might give you a little taste of the high life. Put one of our sidearms available on the main feed. So, without further ado, Dan, roll the tape. No one told you life was gonna be this way.
You could do a personality test based on how people react to kazoo noises.
Yeah, are you like the 1 in 100 that likes kazoo, or are you a normal person?
Yeah.
I
mean, maybe I like that it. Is actually a thing you could do at Comic-Con just to get people to come over and ask you to shut up. Just like...
That's not the kind of interactions you want, though.
I feel like people would just like avoid us because they'd be afraid.
Do you think people
people don't come and say shut up until they are past
being able to have any positive, you know, like
if, it's if also the UK, so people are going to come over quietly and be like, mate.
So we take 1,000, divide it by divide it by 5, and then multiply it by 3.
Gross.
So 250. No. So
well, does no, Dick, what happens to Dick? Does 200, he just
200 times 3, 600.
I just lose it.
You okay? So Dick has 750 credits left. But yeah.
Tay gets an extra 600, so she's at 1,600.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's all I get.
And then Dan's got, 600?
That's all I get for betting all my money? This game
yeah,
sucks.
Yeah, because the odds
weren't in your favor.
I hate it.
You know?
Yeah. Thought I was going to get 2,000 money.
I mean, I don't know how odds actually work, so you know, I've just...
Okay, do Dan's,
yeah,
do Dan's.
I think we're figuring it out.
I don't know. Do Dan's, though, because I don't understand how you've done this.
Right, so the actual device that Boris has been building, I mean, yes, it's going to be brilliant, but probably not possible without the excellent organizational skills from this hair jelly, who has been helping quite tirelessly. Yes, and I will sit down. Thank you, Trevor. I will. Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
right,
thank you.
Hang on.
Yes.
Do we have to share a chair?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I'm part of the... I've been building a lot. I'm, you know, quite exhausted, Trevor, from all of the
I'm
work
I've
been doing.
I'm going to be glad when we're back in our own ship, actually. This one's... Yes, I mean, the chair is really wide.
Can one of y'all hand me a wrench?
What type of wrench, Cleo? I'm actually quite the gatherer now. Hunter-gatherer, yeah. I think it's called.
I'm going to need an 86 millimeter with the dongle.
Okay, do you know what that one is there, Trevor? 86
That's right, it's the dongle.
Oh, right. I don't know about the dongle. 86 millimeters, that's about this big, I think.
Okay, I can look for a
about
wrench
that. Maybe a bit smaller.
That big? Yes, okay. I'm going to hold my hands out about this big. I'll walk around and find a wrench about this big.
You're getting bigger as you walk.
It's naturally expanding. This caught inflation. I'll find a wrench. This one, Cleo? No.
Hold it up.
This one?
All right. I'll get it. Now, look. Right.
Well.
Now, listen.
I was very helpful to Boris.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard that.
Well, me and Cleo have made some things too, actually, Z. So.
Yeah. I don't know how helpful you might have been, Trevor. Not as helpful as I.
Trevor was there, and...
That's exactly what Boris said. He said I was there.
Yeah!
He's probably what is Boris doing anyway? Looking over my fine work. Yes, it's...
Almost there.
I gotta tell him.
Scene change? We just reference being full in the next scene.
Yeah.
That guy was weird.
I can't believe he made us do that.
That song is so good. Emotional damage.
Wow, you mean ass little turtle. Get out of here.
Wait, were they playing D&D? Was there a bunch of triangular, square, and polyhedron dice on the table?
I mean, I didn't want to specifically assign a game, but...
Are they playing humans and hound dogs?
Yeah, exactly.
Humans and hot dogs?
Yeah.
Oh, humans and hot dogs is a game we should make.
Well, is it? It sounds like it might be something that already exists.
Maybe.
I was making a disgusting joke.
Lewd blue film reference.
Where's the hot dog?
Never mind. This is
inside.
I'm done. I've ruined everything.
The next part of the
non-touch. That was awful, and I'm fired.
I immediately run to behind Cleo then.
So you've got the spider as a backpack on you, and now you're a backpack on me because
yeah.
Because we have done something dangerous.
No, not that.
Yeah.
I was like, what's happening?
painting a picture in my mind. But allowing the cats to run away.
Oh.
All right. Holy shit. I don't want to think about the summer.
Fuck the summer. I want to be very best. Like no one ever was.
To catch them and put them in vests. The fashion is my cause.
Pokemon.
Valencia.
Have you seen that new meme format?
They're so good. But the first one was the best.
People have been fucking it up though, because people have been now we'll do it with Gucci. It's like, it doesn't work with Gucci.
No.
Because Balenciaga like gives you that surreal, creepy, gothy looking people. It's all Gucci. It's too colourful and too fucking urban. It doesn't work in that meme format, you idiots.
They've done the mid journey stuff like perfectly, but it's all like Jolie and I agree, it's just the
yeah.
Like, because you can only turn a 2D image into like a slight movement, but because it's Balenciaga, the slight head movement works so well, because it's just
the first one I saw, I thought someone had fucking filmed it, and I was like, it wasn't until like a few cuts in, I was like, oh wait, no, that's a fucking digital painting.
You can do it yourself. You just take a photo of yourself, you put it into...
Yeah, easy. It's about four different apps, right? And you can make that thing.
Yeah,
Because they did the voices too, like AI voices.
I did some pictures of
I saw a YouTube video on how to make the Balenciaga meme format, and it's just like, okay, cool, yeah.
I don't know what this is.
You don't?
I don't think I do.
Hang on.
Where's the Harry Potter one's the best one, right?
Yes. Harry Potter Balenciaga is the best.
Where are you seeing these memes?
Yeah,
it's a YouTube or TikTok. It's a video meme format where people are using.
Maybe I don't
know. A combination of animation tools to make popular fictional characters into Balenciaga models.
I've been turning Jolie into
and
Pixar
just replacing
3D
one word
things
with Balenciaga to make it funny. It's so simple, so surreal. And there's fucking millions of the damn things.
What the fuck is this?
I've been taking Jolie's photo and putting it into Midjourney.
She does look a little bit like what's his face, Spider-Man in some of these.
It's so funny. It's like, oh, you like it's so
what's his
androgynous.
Name?
I feel like this is making me feel so fucking old.
Copy link. Okay.
Because I'm like, what is it? How does it? Is it a? It's a meme.
What is
how
it?
Is it? Okay. How
so
is it a meme?
Midjourney.
What do you
this
mean?
Isn't the meme. This is Dan has already gone off on a.
Oh no, this isn't
a
meme. Sorry, I got.
He was
going to
fetch you
thing.
The meme, and instead he fetched you this.
Slash imagine thing as
I want to be the very best, huh, like no one ever was.
Why is it so off?
I've got me a car, it's as big as a whale.
And as you might have, oh god, the cat.
Shut up, cat.
We are going to get this. We can do it.
Just
distract one more time.
No. And as...
Yeah. Ooh, one of those bead ones. One of those bead ones.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those are the best in a car. Like, they're really uncomfortable.
Why do people buy those? What are they for?
Oh, I don't know. They look horrible.
Hippies.
I hate them.
Anyway. I hate them too. And I hate the people that have them.
Oh!
There I said it.
Oh my god, Daniel.
Oh,
off cut.
We're not going to keep that bit.
Oh, we'll keep it on the off cuts.
That's a hate crime.
I'll back you up. You know what? If somebody swings on you for that, I'll be there.
Yeah. Maybe. I'll swing their fucking stupid bead chair straight back at them.
Oh my god!
Fucking knock
somebody
them.
Come get your boy!
They probably don't have doors either. They probably just got a bunch of hanging beads for their doors.
Oh, I mean, you guys know that I had that in my bathroom, right, in my last place. It was behind my camera.
Oh, I thought you were
camera.
About to say that you had, like, a car with the bead thing, and I was like, Dick, what are you doing?
Yeah, well,
don't
he's
tell
his
us.
Life.
Dick's, I just, yeah, please. It's like when you get on an airplane and all the, like, people come out and they start doing the thing. You know, the people, and they do the thing.
Yeah.
And they're like, they're like, hey, put your seatbelt on and do the, and this baggie is filled with air.
You got it.
And if a baggie comes out, don't put it on a baby, put it on you.
Don't ever put it on
a
baby.
Don't ever put this baggie on.
Don't
help
babies.
A baby. Don't ever help
a baby.
Put it
on your own self. You got to look out for number one here, the baby. If the baby didn't want to die, the baby would have grown opposable thumbs and be able to do it themselves.
They got to learn
how
to do something.
But they don't because they're pathetic little animals.
So don't help them.
Well, not keeping any of this in it, am I? So this is off cuts.
Let that baby suffocate.
Kill babies. Backwater bastards. Kill babies.
Yeah. Kill babies.
We love nothing more than a good dead baby.
Dead
delicious
little baby.
Anyway,
right.
That's very 2003,
I
think.
What's the difference between a dead baby and a...
And a what, Dick? What else is there?
Dead clown.
Baby back ribs.
Dead clown.
A dead clown.
One's funny.
And it's the baby.
Fucking up.
Listen, now, wait a minute.
Oh, shit.
I think as well, like, how salty do you want it? Things like that.
Especially because, like, when I prepare food for myself now, like, there's some stuff that I like to eat, like, at weird temperatures.
Mm.
Like, when I reheat Chinese food, I like to reheat the rice to be super hot. And then I like to reheat the food so that it's almost just warm. Because
you're still getting that sort of that coagulated fat.
But I feel like it tastes better.
That's the best thing about leftover Chinese is, like, oh, yeah, like.
I want it to be, like, warm enough that it's the right texture. But I want it to still taste good. And I feel like when it's cold, it tastes better. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I don't know what,
like,
it is.
Morning after takeaways, like, fucking great. Like, I usually have like a bunch of curry left over or something.
Yeah.
And I just wang it all in a
when it's
non-stick
colder,
fry pan.
The flavor is like stronger.
And I just heat it up like enough that it's sort of hot. And then boom, into a bowl, I'm just eating it. And it's like, so it's like not even that warm.
Yeah. But the rice, I nuke.
Mm.
I don't know why. I think when the rice... Because there's not a lot of flavor
scarier.
There anyway.
It feels like you want to heat it up lots because maybe it would be like less likely to give you food poisoning, which is not true at all. But
the texture of rice sucks if it's not warm, though, because it gets like really hard. And then you're just eating these little like granules. But if the rice is hot, it'll like stick together and make like little clumps. Love that. Love that. Just realized that he can't like this because he's dead.
He can, though. The ultimate like.
The ultimate, like, your ghost vote when you play werewolf.
Mage hand.
When you play ultimate werewolf, if you get killed, you get one ghost vote if you really want to take somebody down after your life is over.
That's fair.
Yeah. Get him, Jerry.
Get him, Jerry. Jerry would vote for Bobby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%.
I think that does sort of bring in, though, as well, like, the bastards... They go out and get a fried food. Like, whenever they are off the ship, one of the first things they do is get some fried food, which I think says to me that, like, the food replicator can't necessarily scratch that itch properly.
Yeah.
Maybe. But it's also, think about it, when you do this yourself, isn't it kind of partially about the experience of, like when you go to a cafe and somebody, like, goes and makes the food and then brings it and you get to sit there and eat and you don't have to take your plate anywhere. You just go.
It's just nice, isn't it?
It's such an experience. It's so chill. Oh, somebody brings you a beer. Amazing. Mm. You're drinking a beer. You don't have to worry about what happens to this glass. You're chilling in this place that isn't your house. So you're already like bolstered by the fact that you're in a different place, like this third zone.
Mm.
And I mean, I don't think we'll be able to lose that because... It's like proven that as a species, we need that to feel good. Like, because if the only places you go are work and your house, and for some people, you're only doing that in one place. So you go one place. You have to have places to go where you're not working.
Mm. And what do we always want to do?
Eat. Eat frieds. Even if the food replicator can do it, it's like it can't replicate the experience.
For sure.
Is he going to pet sit?
Maybe. It
sounds like
pet
sitting.
Sounds good. All good. No.
Can you watch
my
alligator?
No, anytime. You don't need to give us wine or anything. I'm going to use your brains for the curtains at some point. So, yeah. No, thanks so much, dude. Cheers.
Did he say, I'm going to eat your brain?
Gonna use your brain.
Oh, because it glitched.
That sounds fine. Yeah, all good.
And it sounded like he said, I'm gonna eat your brain.
See ya, bye.
You don't have to give us
gonna use your brain for curtains.
I'm gonna eat your brain. I'm gonna eat your fucking brain.
neighbor downstairs has someone looking after their cat, but they don't want to look after the cat anymore because they feel threatened by the cat. So they were just asking, like, if I can look after their cat for the next couple of days. And I'm like, yeah, all good. So
you're not threatened by cats.
Can you imagine? I'm not
staying in that flat. I just need to show up, put the food in the thing, and then leave. Mm-hmm. Whereas I think they were sleeping in the house and staying there. And I think the cat is like, I don't like you. Get out of my house. You know, like.
My friend had like one of those cats where it just didn't like anybody. And I watched that motherfucker.
Yeah.
I didn't give a shit. Tuna. Tuna was bad as hell.
I'm just going to do a.
Do a little outro skit.
Okay. Bye.
See you. Bye.
You actually did one at the exact right time.
All right, okay, yeah. Good.
Like, I was like, you could see us like expanding, like, bye. And then you leaned in and went, bye.
Exactly, the right time.
Okay, yeah. Good.
Yeah, by moms. Mm. 9 out of 10 moms.
My mom's the 10th one.
couldn't
make it.
Oh, dark.
I feel like your mom actually would have voted like 3 times.
Oh yeah, she would have used all her fucking Tinder different accounts. Oh, that's the best thing about like having every now and then I'm like looking through.
Where
I'm
are you
like,
going
oh, look,
this?
These are all my mum's side accounts that she made so she could use different dating apps. Like, okay, good. Because it'll be one called like Dark Minx or like Fluffy
boy.
Cat or something like that. It's like,
oh yeah,
oh,
those are
Lord.
Definitely dating profiles.
Mom, what are you doing?
This is why you don't have kids, because they're going to be in your fucking business.
Oh, well, I mean,
even after
you're dead.
Your sexy names.
Like, get out of my secret after 8 shit. You know what I mean? Can't do a whole lot.
No, we just get this one done. Sorry.
And goodbye.
Oh.
Hello and goodbye.
that's episode done. Boom. Ship it.
Boom. Nailed it. Let's do another one. Yeah. Hello and farewell. Oh, that's two. Right.
Make the third.
You can drop a penny off a skyscraper and slice a guy in half.
They did that test, you know, just last year.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
But the people who
had to sacrifice themselves.
They got paid a lot of money to have a chance at being sliced in half by a few pennies. But the thing was, they were meant to drop one penny at a time, but they thought, quicker if we just throw all these pennies off right now. And so, you know, a few more pieces rather than just cut in half. Cut in twain.
Look,
I'll
it's for
that.
Science.
Off cut that.
It's for science.
People start messaging, like, what was that experiment called? Yeah, oh, it was called your dingus.
Dan made it up.
Yeah, yeah. It's called Mercury. Yeah.
Great. The reality of a different place would affect what the replicator can make. But I mean, I think part of this is based on like, what is molecular chemistry? What are the components of that? Like it, like in the back of a food replicator, if you rip one open, what machinery is doing that work? And that would probably answer the question for me if I knew more about like the inner workings of a food replicator, because it's like, it's the difference between saying a driver could update the code knowledge of this machine versus in order to handle a huge amount of hydrogen, because you are from the sun.
Yeah.
We would need like a different, maybe a different.
Whoa, it's hot
like
there.
I mean, that might need to be a different replicator, or it might need to be a different hardware.
I want to be the very best, like no one ever was. Pouring up some cocktails and shots and drinking lots of wines.
Frogs. Drinking lots of bugs.
What are frogs? Frogs are a fancy drink. It means fermented. Rogs.
You just rip the head off and then down it like a single serving
of pogs.
Oh it's gross. Just...
Anyways. Grandmother, like when I remember as a kid, she was trying to impress me, I guess. She's like, oh, why don't you go play outside? I was like, yeah, we've got Sega. why are we going to go out play outside? That's ridiculous. And she's like, when I was your age, me and my friends used to go and find frogs. You put a straw up their bum and then you just fill them with air until they pop. Really fun. And I just remember thinking, I know I'm not going to like you. You're a bad person.
Whoa. Is that a thing?
I guess before the
internet.
Why
are you rotting your mind playing these video games where you should be going out torturing animals?
Torturing animals. What a fun thing to do. Oh, thanks,
man. I don't even know how you would find a frog's butthole.
I don't even know why you would think of that.
There's a will, there's a way.
Why would you think of grabbing a straw that's for sucking and drinking
and then a frog that's to be left alone, combining those two items? That's some Attack on Titan shit.
No, that is some Minecraft crafting fucking, you know, like, what do these two do?
that's fucking gross.
That's fucked, isn't it? Oh, that Jesus. Is Attack on Titan, though. They would be the Titans, right? They would be like,
yeah, we are the Titans.
No, don't put us in there. We're not doing this.
We are not doing this. I would never.
We are not.
That is so fucking gross.
That is so gross. And I don't get along with that grandmother. And I think I knew from a young age, you know, hey, stay clear of this one.
That could have been you.
You know?
That could have been you.
Do the opposite of whatever she tells you. Stay inside, play video games, you're fine.
Shit.
I've traveled across the land, searching far and wide. For Pokemon that look like frogs and a straw to shove inside.
Blow them up. Fill them with your precious air.
Nope.
Straight out of your lungs.
This is not about food replicators. We have extinguished 2 hours.
Okay, yeah.
Let's go. Okay, 3-line out of character skit.
Oh, after a good long quest like... No, wait, we're out of character. Fuck. That was thing. Yeah. All right. I mean, that's everything.
We did it.
Can we do one more clap before we end? I just want to, just in case I need to line shit up again.
I want to be the very best like no one ever was.
Thanks. All right.
We got it.
Teach them how to play chess. They beat me with their pawns.
And
Pokemon playing chess so well.
All right, that's a wrap.
We did it.
Okay, I'm stopping recording. We fucking did.